Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 150. Hello, friends. So in this episode, I've got a really simple mindset that I want to talk about. And I really like this one in particular because I think it's a great stepping stone to building your confidence in like a really just natural way. And if you listen to the podcast or you follow me or read my writing, you know that I talk a lot about confidence on the podcast. I talk a lot about being a peacock, about big dick energy, about skipping lines, asking for the best seat in a restaurant, you know, owning who you are, just those things that come from being confident. And I love talking about that. But over the past year, I've talked to a lot of people who listen to the podcast or who DM me, and I've received a lot of questions about like, how do you become confident if you haven't done anything big with your life yet? If you like haven't found your stride in your career, your relationships, or your health, or whatever. I have a lot of people saying like, hey, Case, like I'm just getting started with my self-development journey. Like, how can I have confidence at this stage? Like, it's tough without those moments, that proof that kind of gives you a reason to be confident in yourself. Like, how do you do it without those things? And I really get that. Like, I can really relate to that. Realistically, even as much as I say, you know, you don't need those things, it's true that success builds confidence. External validation and praise and recognition, it builds confidence. It just does. You know, we're human. Being told you're great, being told you're beautiful, talented, creative, that builds confidence. Like, you can't deny that. So I was thinking about this the other day. Like, how do you build confidence without those things, without those experiences? How do you build confidence even if maybe you feel a little bit lost in your life right now, or you feel like you're a crazy person in your life? How do you build confidence if there are a lot of, call them, question marks in your life right now? Does that sound familiar? Is that something maybe you've asked yourself? I think you can probably relate to this. I certainly can. And if I'm honest, which I always try to be, I think a lot of my confidence personally has come in recent years as a result of, call it, my creative entrepreneurial career success. That and, you know, just finally going through puberty at the age of 31, you know, but being honest, like, I think a lot of my confidence has come from that. But I think prior to that, I could have done a lot to build, to find my confidence. I didn't necessarily need those things to happen. And I've come to recognize this now. So I think building confidence is simpler than you might think. And as with most things in life, we tend to overthink things. We make them more complex than we need to. Just classic move on our part. You know, we think we need to do big things, make big moves, snap necks, cash checks kind of thing in order to build our confidence, to find our step, to love who we are. But I found that in my life, the most profound changes have come about as a result of just simple, small habits. And this has been so, so, so true as it relates to building confidence, small habits. And the one small habit that I want to talk about in this episode that I think can really help you is this idea of what I'm calling the sorry, not sorry mindset. Sorry, not sorry mindset. And I call it this because it's quite literally describing what it is. It's a mindset where you stop apologizing, where you stop apologizing for how you're living and who you are in your life right now. Quite literally, you literally stop saying the word sorry, both out loud specifically and also inside. Like, ask yourself, how often do you find yourself saying sorry or apologizing for a whole variety of unnecessary things in your life? probably a lot. We all do this. We do it all the time. And I think it really gets in the way of us naturally building our confidence. And I say this because apologizing unnecessarily turns us into walking question marks. I saw this quote the other day in a different context, but I think it applies here. It said that we all tend to walk around with question marks in our eyes, looking for answers in someone else. And that, I think, materializes in the way that we apologize so often in our lives. We apologize for being ourselves. We apologize for asking for what we want. We apologize for possibly, maybe, kind of, whoopsie daisy, sorry about that, inconveniencing someone else. You know, we do. And we do that both out loud, quite literally saying sorry, but also sorry in, like, in our hearts, in our very souls. And doing that makes us become walking question marks, you know, looking to others for their permission, for their answers to point us in the right direction in life. And that's just ridiculous, frankly. And I don't think we need to be this way. We don't have to apologize so much. And I think we can find the strength to live this sorry, not sorry mindset by realizing that being unapologetic in your life doesn't mean that you're full of yourself. Doesn't mean you're some dick. Doesn't mean you're overconfident or just brimming with big dick energy. To my point, that's a process. But I think you can find, like, immediate confidence, an immediate sense of being unapologetic, an immediate sorry, not sorry mindset by realizing that this is your life. It's yours, yours alone. And because of that, you deserve to have a strong sense of being. I think that's what I'm calling it, a strong sense of being that, hey, hello, newsflash, you're alive, you take up space, and that even without success, which will come, accolades, which will come, recognition, which will come, development, which will come, that you matter. And that is your sense of being. And because of that, and I'll talk more about this in a second, even though it might seem obvious, because of this fact, you don't need to walk around apologizing so much in life. You don't need to walk around with question marks in your eyes, looking for answers from other people, for permission, for validation. The answers, the drive to find the answers, are already inside of you, simply because you exist. And that's all that matters. And that's the basis for this sorry, not sorry mindset. It's a mindset that says, you know, yes, I have a good heart. Yes, I am kind. Yes, I strive to be empathetic. But you know what? I'm not going to tip around anymore doing things just because of that fact. I'm going to start doing what is best for me and for what I want. You know, sorry, not sorry. That's what the mindset is all about. Sorry, not sorry, but I'm going to start doing what is best for me and what I want. And there's this quote from a poet that I really like, Israel Thabet. I think that's the right pronunciation. And I really think it captures what this mindset is all about. She says, "The moon is still the moon in all of its phases." The moon is still the moon in all of its phases. Hell yeah. I think it's a funny thing for me to say, but I love this. The moon is still the moon in all of its phases. You know, it's not the moon one day and you know, not the moon the next. It's the moon, no matter what. And that's what the sorry, not sorry mindset reflects. It says that you as a person have a profound sense of being, of purpose, of confidence. And that doesn't come from success or validation or anything like that. It comes from the very fact, the very simple fact that you're alive, that you take up space, that you matter. And it's that simple. It just reminds you that you still have worth, even if you hasn't been captured in headlines or in your salary or a magazine cover or through a relationship or your career just yet. You still have worth, even if you aren't where you want to be, even if you're still growing and figuring out your way in life. You still have worth in all of your life's phases. And because of that, you should just be living on purpose, navigating everything and being like, you know what? Sorry, not sorry. You know, I'm not going to apologize for who I am. I'm never going to do that. And I love that. Like, that's what this mindset's all about. And I think the more you act on that by literally doing what you want, asking for what you want, dressing how you want, acting how you want, knowing you don't have to apologize for it, that's how you build confidence. Like, I always try to make things logical and simple for myself. And this is all just that for me. It's very logical to me that the more that I speak up in meetings, the more I ask for what I want, the more I bang out that killer selfie and throw it up on Instagram just because, the more I'm honest in dating and relationships, the more I do what I want, the more I act how I want, the more I validate this fact that I'm alive and have worth. And that's it. And I think you'll find this to be true in your life. It literally proves it to yourself that the more you do what you want and you don't apologize for it out loud, or you kind of minimize any uncertainty inside that's kind of like, maybe I shouldn't do this. The more you do all that, the more you build your confidence, the more you live on purpose, act on purpose, speak on purpose, and you don't apologize for it in any way. That's how you build confidence. Because all that does is it reminds you that, again, you take up space, you matter, and that builds confidence. And then like round and round and round you go. You build your confidence by not apologizing. And that reminds you of this fundamental fact that should fill you with even more confidence. It's a great mindset. And it's all about remembering who you are and then living it on purpose. It's about, again, wanting what you want, asking for what you want, loving how you love, spending time how you want to spend your time, doing what you want, being passionate about what you want to be passionate about, wearing what you want, making jokes that you want to make, creating whatever you want, music, art, anything, just living on purpose. That's it. And I think it's a very powerful way to approach your life. Again, it takes those question marks from your eyes and it turns them into exclamation marks. It turns that hesitation, that doubt, that indecision into like a, you know, what they call like a power stance, where you trust yourself and you're eager. That's what it's all about. That's the sorry, not sorry mindset. And honestly, the idea for this episode in particular kind of just popped into my head the other day. I always try to base the podcast off of something that I lived myself, or at least I witnessed. But I was in a meeting the other day and someone kept asking questions during the meeting, and they kept asking the questions of the team that was presenting. And she kept doing what so many of us do. You know, sorry, I have a question. Oh, sorry, another question. Oh, sorry, this might be a dumb question, but like that kind of thing. And that's a small thing, but with the sorry, not sorry mindset, that habit is gone. First thing first, that habit is gone. It's out the window. You're not sorry. Why would you be sorry? Hell no. You're eager to get an answer to your question, and you have every right to have that question just because. That's it. Just because. You don't have to rationalize it or validate it. You have a question, so you could just ask. No doubt about it. You have worth as a human, and you deserve an answer simply because of that fact. So ask the question. You know, who cares if everyone else knows the answer already? Who cares if time is running out and people are annoyed because the meeting's running long? Like, you have worth and deserve an answer simply because you want an answer. That's the only rationale you need in your head. So like, that's where this idea came from. And I know that seems small. And like, I think we talk all about this all the time in culture about not saying sorry, but like, it has a bigger impact than I think you'd realize. And I think you should use this idea as a starting step for the mindset. Like, baby steps first. No more apologizing first and foremost, for example, when you have a question in a meeting. No more apologizing when you have a complicated order at a restaurant. You know? No more apologizing when asking for a certain clothing size and you're at a store, whatever, like that kind of thing. You start small, really small. And again, you do this because you have worth. You don't have question marks in your eyes, on your heart, in your soul. You have exclamation marks. And I think the more you realize this and the more you do this, the more it'll start to then kind of just translate into larger, more important areas of your life. Like, it will become instinctual, second nature to you, that how you act, how you ask for what you want, no matter what, it's fine. It's okay, because you're alive and you have worth. And that's more than enough. You don't need any more reason than that. That's all the reasoning you need to ask questions, to make decisions, to live life as you see fit. That's all you need, nothing more. That's how I see this mindset. And that's my message for you for this episode. It's super simple. It's a mindset that will make you realize the more you do it, in small ways, like the ones I just described, that it's also time for you to step up and stop apologizing in bigger ways, like bigger, more impactful ways. It's time for you to stop apologizing for how you live, for how you love everything, like big, heavy things. That's the mindset to say, you know, to be sorry, not sorry for how you express yourself, whether you're too emotional, whether you fall too fast, whether you fire off too many back-to-back-to-back texts, whether you want something serious in a relationship, whether you don't want something serious, whether you're super picky about the perfect person for you, you know, sorry, not sorry, or sorry, not sorry for prioritizing yourself and what you want in your life right now. Sorry, not sorry for being particular about your friends, who you surround yourself with, what you do in your spare time, what your passions are, what weird random hobbies you have. Sorry, not sorry for cutting out toxic people in your life, for not giving away your energy to people you know aren't right for you. Sorry, not sorry for expressing your opinion, for maybe being too hashtag no filter, you know? Sorry, not sorry. Or sorry, not sorry for not trusting someone right away. Sorry, not sorry for posting that selfie, that inspirational quote, whatever. Do you post it? Sorry, not sorry for just being happy. You know, why not? Just being happy because you want to and walk around with a big goofy grin on your face and say good morning to someone else who, you know, and they all seem miserable. You know, sorry, not sorry. Be happy. Be introverted one day and then don't shut up the next day. Who cares? Sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry for admitting when you're wrong or saying you don't know. Like, that's the mindset here. Big things. Those are powerful things. And this is a powerful way to live. Inside with this mindset and outside, of course, with just not saying those words. Outside, you literally stop saying sorry. You stop apologizing for inconveniencing someone or making noise or being too bold or whatever. And on the inside, big, big things happen. You remove hesitation from your soul. You remove hesitation to explore your life, your passions, your questions. And most of all, you stop questioning yourself. You take that old concern you used to have of how that might be interpreted, what someone else might think, if you're too loud, if you're too soft, whatever, and you chuck it out the window. You give it the old heave-ho and it's gone. You push yourself to raise your hand more, to explore more, simply because you want to. And you owe it to yourself because you're alive, you take up space, and you have worth. And there's no question marks in that. Those are exclamation marks. Shout it from a mountain. No more hesitation. And that's the sorry, not sorry mindset. And in my life, again, as with everything I talk about here, I've found this to be so, so powerful because it's something that you always have to fall back on, that no matter where you are in your personal story or in your career or your relationships, you will always take up space and you will always matter. And because of that, you have nothing to apologize for. I don't think you have, what do you possibly have to apologize for? You have nothing to worry about as you live and push yourself to get the most out of your life. And that, to my point in the beginning, is how you build confidence through experiences, through asking questions, through new perspectives, through new people. And the more you live this sorry, not sorry mindset, the more questions you'll get answered, the more experiences you'll find, the more people that will come into your life and also out of your life. And in the long run, I think that's the key to a happy and fulfilling and just like full life. More exclamation marks and less question marks. More finding answers in yourself through effort and passion than hoping someone else shows it to you. More taking the initiative. More just living. That's the power of this sorry, not sorry mindset. So I'll leave it right there. Honestly, I want to make this short and I hope you found this episode valuable. I hope you'll take this idea of sorry, not sorry out into your life. I hope you'll find power in knowing that you can build your confidence. You can find yourself, your sense of self by being unapologetic, by knowing that you have worth, you take up space, you are alive, and that is more than enough to push yourself to find what you love, who you love, and to do so amidst all the uncertainty you might still have in your life. You don't have to wait until you've found success in your career or settled down in a relationship or finally found your passion or your purpose to build that confidence. You could do it today by living this simple but easy to live mindset of sorry, not sorry. So that's it. I'll end it right there. As always, I'd really, really appreciate it if you'd share this episode, and also if you take 30 seconds to drop a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. I'm super close to 2,000, which is pretty neat. I'd love to do like a cool little celebration when the podcast hits that number. So hop over to Apple Podcasts if you can, hit 5 stars, write just a 1-2 sentence review, and let me know when you do so I can thank you. But it really does mean a lot, regardless whether you listen, share, review, anything. I appreciate you, especially if you're still listening now at the end of the episode. So thanks so much. Let me know what you think on Instagram, as always, at case.kenny. Tweet at me on Twitter, the case Kenny. I love feedback, love topic ideas, or I love just chatting with you all. So that's it. I appreciate you. And until next episode, I'm out.